While they were eating, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks and he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. He scandalized everybody by kicking over their tables in the temple. And then he was spotted talking to a tree. He's been telling people that if they wanted to, they could, with nothing but faith, make a mountain move itself into the sea. He said it was okay for a woman to squander an absolute fortune on the perfume she poured all over his feet. And now tonight, even when the writing's on the wall, even when he knows he's only got hours to live, and with all that's still to come, what does he go and do? He organizes, of all things, a dinner party. What is this Jesus thinking of? Tonight, let us try to understand the strangeness of this man. Tonight, let us try to feel for what is in his mind. Tonight, in order to do that, I need you to close your eyes now and imagine you are Jesus. Yes, that's right. I'm asking you to imagine you are Jesus himself. Your thoughts are his thoughts, and his thoughts are your thoughts, at least for a little while. You are Jesus, and you've come early to the upper room. The others haven't arrived yet. It's night time, and you've just climbed the outside stairs. And you open the door and look in. It's not a big room, and to be honest, it's quite gloomy. Only a few little oil lamps dotted around, but at least it's warm. And there's the table, all prepared. The bread and the wine ready for the meal. "Go in and close the door behind you, Jesus. It's been a hard day. You're tired. Sit down and rest your feet and close your eyes. It's peaceful here and quiet too in the time before the rest of them come. You have space to be alone with your thoughts. What are you thinking about, Jesus, as you sit there alone in this room?" What's going on in your mind, Jesus? Knowing as you do the torture and the pain that lies ahead, are you scared? And is there sadness too? You've tried to do your best for them, and now betrayal. Is that why you are hurting badly inside? Because of the huge disappointment you feel? God knows you've loved them in a way that nobody else could. But it's not only them. The whole world doesn't want you now. Are you feeling alone, Jesus? And lonely? And those tears in your eyes, are they tears of regret because it could all have been so different? Is that what you're thinking now? But you've always known it would be like this. Right from the beginning, you knew this is how it would end. You've been faithful to God, faithful to them. You've said and done all the right things, but you were far too radical. They couldn't handle it. They would have had to change their ways completely, trusted you completely. And that would have meant turning everything on its head. But they weren't up to it. What a shame. It could have been so different. Are these your thoughts now, Jesus? Don't give up, Jesus. You can fight against the despondency. You know you are to die, but you also know about the new kingdom and the glory that awaits. There's still time left before the cross. Still time to show them that, in the end, love will conquer evil. Still time to convince them that death and separation are not all there is. Still time to tell them of another banquet and that they will share in it. But how? How to tell them you are only the beginning of something greater, that a new agreement between God and his people has begun in you? How to tell them there's more, a new and different day? The bread, Jesus. The bread and the wine. Think hard, Jesus. Think hard how you might do it. This meal you are about to share with them now, not just marking the Passover and looking back to the time God freed them from their slavery. Bless the bread, Jesus. It will become powerful. It will become more than bread. Say to them, it stands for your body. The bread, it will mean you. Break the bread for them, and as they eat, they'll remember you. They will become part of you and you part of them. They will feel that and it will make a difference to them. As they eat the bread, you will be real to them so they will know you are always with them. And the wine, Jesus, think about the wine. Pour it out for them, this red wine, like your blood, which tomorrow will flow as they put the nails in your hands. Tell them the wine is your blood, the blood which sustains your life. They will drink the red wine and they will make the connection, and so they will be able to share in your life. They will become part of you, and you part of them as they drink the red wine. And you will never die for them as long as they drink the wine. That will be real for them, Jesus. You will be real. So think hard about the bread and wine and what it will mean. There are footsteps, a burst of laughter from the foot of the stairs. It must be Peter, he's always loud. And the voices of the others. Savor these last moments of being alone, Jesus. From now on, it will be different. No more quiet times. You must wake up. Your friends are here. They will want you to be their host, and they will be your guests. This is your table. This is your time. They will eat and drink with you, and from now on, you will be real to them whenever they do that. Stir yourself, Jesus. The dreaming time is over. It's time now for the bread and the wine. So the disciples came through the door smiling. They're eager to greet their friend, the one who has given them so much, loved them so much, and will continue to mean so much to them as heaven's eternal grace is revealed to them in the bread and the wine. And so on that night long ago, this strange man, Jesus, said and did the most inappropriate thing. But ever since then, his friends have taken him at his word and have said and done the same thing. And because of this, they have understood his meaning and felt his presence and known his power operating in their lives. They've known the reality of the presence of the Jesus who died, but who rose from death and is active and alive in their thinking and living. Tonight, then, he is the host, and we are his guests. We who are his friends gather with him now, and in this sacred meal, Christ himself is with us. He is with us in this bread and this wine. God of the upturned tables, God of the poor, God of the outcast, God of the downtrodden, God who is not afraid to be angry, God who is not afraid to be vulnerable, God who is not afraid to be weak, God who is not afraid to be foolish, we come to your upturned table. We come to the scene of chaos. We come to bread ripped apart in violence. We come to wine spilt as blood. We come to your upturned table, bringing the brokenness of our world, bringing a world where wealth and power speak louder than justice and peace. We come to your upturned table, voicing the longing of our world, a world where beauty flourishes, a world where hope cannot be crushed. On the night before, the tables were violently turned and the curtain of religious exclusion was torn apart. On the night before, the tree of life became a cross, Jesus took bread and he broke it. "This is my body," he said. "I am broken for you. And this too is my blood. Drink it in memory of me." How is it people will recognize us as followers of Jesus? Simply by how we treat one another. So let us confess how we have not loved as Christ loves us. Too often, Holy One, we forget to love you a little bit, much less with all our heart, mind, strength, and soul. Too easily we forget to love our neighbours, building higher and higher walls between us. Too quickly we forget your call to servanthood, hearing instead the accolades and applauses of the world. Forgive us, God of freedom and hope. Bring us to the table of grace where we will be healed. Fill us with your steadfast love. Lift us to our feet so that we might follow Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, into that ministry of servanthood and sacrifice, which is our calling. This is what we have heard. Christ came to teach, to serve, to lead us into the kingdom of God. We will serve so others might be set free. We will teach so others will know the word of hope. We will love so others will know us as Christ's people. We will do as our servant has done. Thanks be to God. Amen. And we give you thanks for the gift of bread, bread that is the sustenance of life, bread that speaks of equality and justice, bread that speaks of the table starting to turn. And we give you thanks for the gift of wine, wine that speaks of celebration in the midst of destruction, wine that speaks of hope in the midst of despair, wine that speaks of new life in the midst of violence. And so let us share the bread of life, the bread that teaches us of the hope we have in community. We will eat the bread as it is offered to us, acknowledging our personal place in the events of this night.